Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Delta Airlines. The story of the day comes out of Politico Europe. They're reporting on the fallout from Trump's NATO meeting. They quote several foreign leaders, including the Danish defense minister, who said it's difficult to decode what policy the American president is promoting, and that NATO allies now live with uncertainty, and that Trump plays in a completely different way than the rest of us. The big story across the pond is an interview that Trump did with The Sun, where he's quoted as saying, "I told British Prime Minister Theresa May how to do Brexit, but she wrecked it, and a U.S. trade deal is off." The White House quickly went into damage control mode, with Sarah Huckabee Sanders putting out a statement saying the president likes and respects May and that she's a very good person, and he never said anything bad about her. Trump is at the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst this morning. He was greeted by May and will view a joint U.S. and British military exercise. Later today, the president and May will hold a bilateral meeting, a working lunch, and the two have a joint press conference scheduled later today. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are also scheduled to have tea with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle before departing for Trump Turnberry in Scotland. Politico magazine has a top talker this morning with Sally Quinn writing about what Ben Bradley would think of Donald Trump. Her take? He would rise to the challenge. As she writes, he believed to his core that lies may work for presidents for a while, but that there is always a price to be paid, that the truth emerges eventually. We've got the cash dash on lockdown this morning with a first for playbookers. Here are the details. Speaker Paul Ryan raised a total of $10 million this quarter through Team Ryan, his personal political operation, and by raising and giving money to members and candidates. $4 million of that came in through direct Team Ryan fundraising. And this doesn't count the money that Ryan raised for Protect the House and CLF, the Super PAC. Ryan has raised an astounding $70 million this cycle and has transferred $45 million. On to the whips. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, the number three House Republican, had an impressive quarter, bringing in $2.5 million. Team Scalise says they brought in more than $10 million from donors in every state. Remember, the Louisiana Republican was sidelined after being shot, so he had an extended break from the fundraising circuit. Scalise has now done 74 events for House Republicans and the NRCC and has transferred $3 million to the NRCC and plans to cut another $1 million check next week. And in the Department of Making Moves, Representative Patrick McHenry, a Republican from North Carolina, raised $1.3 million in the second quarter, which brings his total fundraising to $4.7 million. He's given $2.3 million of that to the NRCC. That's a really good chunk of change for a guy who is not even in elected leadership. McHenry has done 148 events for House Republicans this cycle, which has brought in $8.3 million. It's important to keep in mind, each office counts their fundraising totals differently. McHenry is counting events he has done for Republicans in his total, and Scalise is not. Either method is acceptable. Here's what else is happening on Capitol Hill. Burgess Everett and Alana Shore have a look at Schumer's tough road on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. He's vowed to fight him, but lawmakers like Joe Manchin are already making noise. Manchin is quoted in the story as saying, "I'll be 71 years old in August. You're going to whip me? Kiss my you-know-what," when asked if Schumer could influence his vote. Heather Cagle and Rachel Bade report that Republicans are looking to squeeze Democrats on a vote to abolish ICE. But many Democrats are saying they aren't going to be used for a GOP political stunt and plan to oppose the bill. The big question, then what happens? And what do Republicans gain in this effort? And our colleagues Sarah Ferris and Jennifer Schultes write that funding the VA is the next budget battle that is spooking House conservatives and risking a presidential veto, as Senate leaders are proposing to blow past budget caps to fund a popular private health care program for military veterans. The Washington Post has a piece up on Jared Kushner lacking security clearance to review some of the U.S.'s most sensitive intel. And on the investigations front, the New York Times is reporting that the White House has ordered more access to lawmakers to access files about the FBI informant used to investigate possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. And the Wall Street Journal has a story up on Michael Cohen. He's buying a $6.7 million New York City apartment. And on the border, the ACLU, in a legal finding, is saying it can't verify migrant reunifications, our colleague Ian Colgan reports. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.